بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
The leader's viewpoint on Imam Hussein's revolution and Ashura. Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salam awakened the conscience of the people. So you see, after the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, Islamic uprisings were launched one after another. Of course, they were suppressed, but it is not important if a movement is suppressed by the enemy. It is surely bitter, but more bitter than that is when a society does not respond to the enemy. This is a great danger. With his uprising, Imam Hussein ibn Ali inspired individuals in all eras of the rule of tyrannies to fight against oppressive and corrupt establishments with a willpower stronger than those of the time of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam, even though they lived farther from the early years of Islam, and they were all suppressed. From the case of the uprising of the people of Medina, known as Harra event, to the subsequent cases of Tawabin and Mukhtar uprisings, to the time of Umayyad and Bani Abbas, there were repeatedly uprisings within the nations. Who inspired these uprisings?
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
If Imam Hussein had not risen up, would the spirit of laziness and irresponsibility change into the spirit of oppression, countering, and responsibility? Why do we say the spirit of responsibility had died? Because Imam Hussein went to Mecca from Medina, the center of the nobles of Islam, the son of Abbas, the son of Zubayr, the son of Umar, the son of early caliphs of Islam, all gathered in Medina. And no one of them was willing to help Imam Hussein in that bloody and historic uprising. So, before the launching of Imam Hussein's uprising, even the elites were not ready to take a step. But after the uprising of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, this spirit was aroused. This is a great lesson to be learned from the event of Ashura, along with other lessons. It is the lesson of Ashura which always live on as eternal and permanent debates not confined to a specific time. The lesson we learn from Ashura is the lesson of sacrifice and religiosity, the lesson of courage, justice, and the lesson of rising up for God's cause, and the lesson of love and compassion.
Allah, I want to thank you. That you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me from all.